Did you know that beer wasn't introduced to the United States until 1840? See, they had what they called beer, but that was actually ale. In ale, the yeast ferments on the top, but in beer, the yeast ferments on the bottom, and thus must be kept cooler. This was a problem, since the German brewer immigrants didn't have refrigerators or coolers on the long voyage to the United States. Any attempt to carry over lager beer yeast from Germany inevitably failed. But the non-lager variety was popular. According to some historians, ale was a family drink. Everything changed in 1840, when the Bavarian John Wagner managed to bring over a shipment of cold yeast. Nobody knows how he did it, although legend has it that he smuggled a lump of yeast past the stern eye of the German beer monopolists under his hat. Rumors and tall claims zipped around Philadelphia, bringing people to Wagner's backyard brewery. "It didn't make you drunk," some claimed. Others touted its medicinal value. Soon, beer was all the rage, and Philadelphia's brewery town was the alcohol center of the United States. Understandably, beer was popular with Germans. A huge influx of German immigrants during the German Revolution of 1848 brought a higher demand for beer and ensured its success. This, of course, only encouraged temperance activists to work harder.